George Speaks, written by Dick King Smith and read by Stanley McGay. For the rest of that day, Laura was in a state of great excitement. She kept grinning to herself and hugging herself and doing little dances when no one was looking. Fancy having a baby brother who could talk. Think of all the things we can talk about, she thought. What a lot there will be for me to tell him. Or will there? She watched George being bathed, kicking away just like any other small baby, while his mother supported his head with one hand and with the other flicked the warm water over his sticking out tummy. I shouldn't be surprised, thought Laura, if there's nothing I can tell him. He probably knows it all already. He looks clever, doesn't he, Mum? She said. Clever? Said her mother, laughing. Why, he's only a baby, Laura. Babies don't know anything. But he's booful, aren't you, my little ookie-pookie poppet? Said George. Laura didn't get a chance to be alone with George before bedtime, but she spent the whole night, it seemed, dreaming about him. In one of these dreams, she took him to school with her and carried him into assembly.
Laura, said the headmaster, that child is far too young to come to school.
But, sir, said Laura, he's very intelligent.
Intelligent, is he? Said the headmaster, while all the children laughed. I suppose he knows his tables.
Of course, Laura said.